yelled Pinkie Pie, and then, with no hesitation whatsoever, she rushed to the fountain and leaped into the water before any pony could stop her. Cannonball! Having not much of a choice, the others followed Pinkie, but the creature seemed to have disappeared. Now what? Wondered Twilight. Suddenly, the water started to swirl, pulling every pony into a giant whirlpool. The ponies found themselves in a strange underwater world, their heads safely wrapped in bubbles of air. But if Twilight didn't conjure up the bubble helmets, then who did? Their saviour turned out to be the same creature they had been following. It was a cheerful and friendly sea pony. Thrilled about encountering visitors from the surface, Princess Skystar guided the friends through a wondrous, bustling underwater city straight to her mother's castle. The friends swam into a magnificent throne room full of luminescent corals, sea urchins and jellyfish. "Mother!" squealed Princess Skystar. "Look what I found!" At first, Queen Novo was not amused to see surface dwellers in her castle, but softened when Twilight told her the news about the Storm King. The princess and the queen revealed that sea ponies used to be hippogriffs, but once the Storm King attacked their city on top of Mount Aris, they fled straight into the ocean.